This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Stop me if you've heard this one before, but Apple made a ton of money last quarter. The company reported earnings today after the bell, did fine, thank you very much. But it's a safe bet the focus of much of the last 24 hours at Apple headquarters has not been earnings as much as it's been FaceTime, a bug that could let a FaceTime caller listen to the audio from an iPhone or an iPad that he or she is calling even before the person at the other end of the line had accepted or rejected the call. Apple says it has disabled the problematic feature, so there appears to be no danger right now. But while no company likes to find itself with a deeply embarrassing privacy issue, the fact that it's Apple, whose CEO Tim Cook has made it a point to say his company is all about protecting customer privacy, well, that's some news. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on that one.
It's been one of Apple's CEO Tim Cook's mantras. His company is a vigilant defender of consumers' privacy and security. Here he is on MSNBC back in March 2018.
You are not our product. You are our customer. You are a jewel.
And this.
We're not going to traffic in your personal life. I think it's an invasion of privacy.
There's certainly an irony in this incident.
That's tech analyst John Jackson at IDC.
Apple has gone out of its way to claim a sort of user privacy moral high ground, with Tim Cook repeatedly saying that it wouldn't use customers' personal data for things like ad targeting. He's been openly critical of Facebook and Google's models, which do exactly that.
Of course, the bug in FaceTime is just that, a bug. It's not a feature of the app. Cook's criticism of tech rivals has centered on their intentional harvesting of personal data. Equity analyst Angelo Zeno at CFRA Research says he expects Apple to get through this moment of bad PR just fine.
It's not a big deal. I mean, from time to time you have issues like this, and you know we expect it to be addressed.
But Lauren Weinstein with the group People for Internet Responsibility is skeptical that Apple is so different from its competitors. He says the company also collects some data on its users. And as Apple sells more kinds of gadgets, like watches, there will be more bugs, too.
Now you have wearables talking to smartphones, you have smartphones talking to servers, and maybe talking to desktops. You have a lot more, at least in theory, potential problems.
Apple didn't respond to a request for comment by our deadline. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.